Tyreek Hill did the thing. He did the thing, Brandon, where he gives us the content. Home team, Brandon Leak filling in for Ian Fitzsimmons tonight here on Amber and Ian. Amber and Ian is presented to you by Progressive. So he decided to go on Instagram Live, the Dolphins wide receiver home team. And he was doing one of those Q&As, right, where you can ask him anything. So I think he was doing this in real time. And he was asked his top five quarterback list. And listen to the five he rattled off.
Top five quarterbacks in the league. Patrick, Tua, Lamar. Dak. Baker Mayfield.
Oh. All right. So Patrick Mahomes, Tua Tagovailoa, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Baker Mayfield. Oh. Now he rips off the first three really fast. He's eating as he's answering these questions, takes a bite. Then he says Dak and then Baker on the back end. What is your initial reaction?
That's a good call. That's a good call and almost nailed five out of five. He did make one mistake, in my opinion. Baker Mayfield does not belong on that list with those guys. And even though the Buccaneers had a great run in the postseason last year, he did overlook, I think, one stud quarterback. And that's Josh Allen. And Josh Allen, maybe his numbers are the same. Maybe they go down now a little bit with Stephon Diggs leaving and going to Houston. But I think Josh Allen belongs on that list. You knew he was going to put Tua on there, and Tua rightfully so. And then you have the right there at the line, honorable mention guys, should Jared Goff, who doesn't have a, you know, have that big personality. He doesn't have a whole lot of social media influence. He isn't a guy you go to first when you're talking about top five quarterbacks in the NFL. But when you talk about what he's doing, what he's done for Detroit, and what it looks like is going to be, I would say Josh Allen definitely needs to be on the list outside of Baker Mayfield, and then maybe consideration for Jared Goff.
Okay, so that's fair, and there's some other names that I think we could throw in there. Before I even get to that, though, just addressing what he did here, what Tyreek Hill did here, and we'll play his explanation in a moment because he did explain it. But here's my explanation for what he did that I'm guessing might not be part of his explanation, okay? I think this was him executing the perfect strategy because, Brandon, what you have to do is you have to put Patrick Mahomes number one on the list, no matter what, because otherwise it's an illegitimate list. So automatically Mahomes has to be number one. It legitimizes your list. And then people continue to pay attention to what you're saying after that. If he had put Tua or anybody else number one, everybody would have been like, you know, we can't take this list seriously. So fine. He puts Mahomes number one on his list. Obviously a guy who also he played with for a long time. And then there's the guy he's playing with now. He has to make an appearance on the list. There's a lot of people who wouldn't have to as a top five quarterback, but fine. Statistically, you can actually make an argument for it. And more importantly, he's the one throwing Tyreek Hill the footballs. And that's really all that matters right now. Tua is in a contract year. Tyreek's not trying to hurt that bag for his boy either. The reality is you've got to put your teammate on the list. So Tua making it, and you have to have him just behind Patrick Mahomes. So there's no controversy. Even Tua would be like, yeah, that sounds right. Right. Like I'm behind Patrick. Like, even Tua would agree with that. So that's the good strategy there. In the third slot, you put whoever you think's the third best quarterback. And so Lamar Jackson makes an appearance. A lot of people would have Lamar Jackson as a top five quarterback. That's probably who Tyreek actually thinks is the third best quarterback in the league. At fourth, you put a guy in Dak Prescott who's on America's team, one of the biggest names in the sport, and also the guy who's being talked about the most right now because of this looming potential contract extension, and also a guy who might end up being a free agent in a year, Brandon. Maybe he'd be throwing Tyreek footballs at some point if things don't work out down there in Miami with Tua. You never know. So there's your strategy. You put Dak at number four, or maybe you're just helping beef up his stock even more. Maybe that's your friend and you're helping him get the bag. And then at five, you pause, you think about it, and you think, who can I throw in at five? That's a wild card that no one sees coming, that most people are not going to agree with. And then it's going to create content and everyone is going to be talking about this thing. And Amber and Ian on their show, they're going to lead off the 9 o'clock hour with my list. who do I put on there to get that done? And Baker Mayfield makes an appearance. An excellent strategy to get us all talking about it. And that's why I think Baker's on this list. Obviously a resurgence. He had a good season last year. No one's having him as a top five quarterback. But at the same time, it's not so laughable that we can all just throw it out. So it creates the good content.
Yeah, that's a well-played strategy, the way you laid it out that way. A good game plan. I don't know what time of the night or early in the morning this live broadcast went. He looked like he was not in an altered state. So he was just eating and going eating on his live count. So it looked like everything was legit. You know, the whole thing is to the point what made the list, who's number one and who's number five. You got to put Patrick Mahomes on there, like you said. The Baker Mayfield comment, you know, and he did try to qualify what he said. But there, I think most people in America could come up with three or four quarterbacks that are better than Baker Mayfield. So it gets to your point about generating buzz and mm-hmm. the pointing the finger and poking the bear facet of the list, as opposed to if that really is his legitimate top five just based on quarterback play and what they accomplish.
If he has Josh Allen or he has Joe Burrow on that list in that spot instead, none of us are talking about it the same way that we are if he puts Baker Mayfield there, because that's a name that none of us would have expected to make an appearance. Here's Tyreek Hill, the Dolphins wide receiver, on the 2 p.m. Sports Center explaining his top five quarterback list.
Look, if a lot of people read my Twitter bio, right, it says I enjoy starting stuff and then leaving. So that list right there. I mean, now look, one and two is a lock.
Right.
Yeah. But the rest on y'all can just do what y'all want to with them. You feel me? Obviously, Josh Allen, great. Joe Burrow's great. All those guys are great, man. You feel me?
So he basically admits there it's a strategy where he's like Patrick, Tua, and I would say even Lamar, because the way that he ripped off the list, it's like Patrick, Tua, Lamar, like boom, boom, boom. Those came out of his mouth. No thought. And then he took a breath and then it was like, all right, now I'm just going to start throwing out names that I think are going to rate to get y'all talking. I'm going to light the match, set it on fire, walk away.
Yeah, I'm ready to call it, Amber. He's trolling. It was a troll job. He got on the spot. He got live, and he gave a solid list, and he just told you he likes to leave a little something and then have everybody go after it. So a little bit of troll job and an interesting conversation. Hey, it's a shot in the arm for Baker Mayfield. He made a yes. list and made the national rounds on ESPN and the talking circuits today. So, and again, they had a fantastic season. They were, you know, a drive and maybe a couple of plays away from going to the NFC Championship game last year in Tampa. So good for Baker Mayfield, and a funny, funny set of circumstances for the guys who didn't make the list.
I mean, Baker gets a contract out of it, a resurgence in his career, right? And his lowest point, he goes to Tampa and has a bit of a resurgence down there. So not taking anything away from Baker. He's not a top five quarterback in the league. I mean, if we go through some of these names, like Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield, who you taking?
You're taking Joe Burrow.
Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield.
You're taking Josh Allen.
Justin Herbert, Baker Mayfield.
You're taking Justin Herbert.
Matthew Stafford, Baker Mayfield.
You're taking Matthew Stafford.
Jalen Hurts?
You're taking Jalen Hurts.
What about Aaron Rodgers?
You're taking Aaron Rodgers.
C.J. Stroud.
You're taking C.J. Stroud.
Jordan Love.
He's got to show me more. That was a fantastic run. Okay. It was just, that was equal.
So that's the line for you?
Yeah, that was equal to what Baker Mayfield did. Baker Mayfield had a team. It was, you know, maybe his last chance to prove that he could be a starting quarterback, and he got him into the playoffs. He got himself into a good game and found a way to take the team as far as he could. Same thing, I think, with Jordan Love and both of those guys now. Well, Baker Mayfield already got $100 million, and so he got a $100 million deal. Maybe Jordan Love, and we heard their GM, Gutekunst, say in the middle of the season, well, we have 10 games to see what we have. And after that, we saw a guy throw 20 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. So it was a great run to the postseason for the Packers and Jordan Love, but it was akin to what Baker Mayfield did. It was one season. I need to see more.
So maybe that's where the line is. Like with the Trevor Lawrence, are you going to have that same, like, is this next tier quarterbacks that I'm in that maybe you would put Baker in? Trevor Lawrence, Brock Purdy.
There you go.
Okay, so that's where you
Sam Howell, he's with the Derek Carrs, you know.
Jared Goff, I would actually put in that tier as well. What about Kirk Cousins?
I would put Jared Goff closer to five than the bottom, the next tier. Jared Goff's stats, they are nearly equivalent to Tua. Tua threw two more touchdown passes than he did. And when you looked at how he operated that offense in the postseason, I think Jared Goff, I think it's mostly because of his personality. He's just not a boisterous guy. He doesn't get the credit he deserves, but he's a solid quarterback, closer to five than to eight or nine, in my opinion.
What about your quarterback, Kirk Cousins in Atlanta?
There's the wild card, coming off of a bad injury, being 36 years of age, and now coming to a team that has some offensive weapons and an offensive line that looks like it is getting high reviews from a lot of different reporters and sources. That is the wild card. If Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins from the last 7 years,
I think he's better than Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's better than Baker Mayfield. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact,
he's a totally changed quarterback coming off the injury because he's in his mid-30s, then fine, we're having a different conversation. But
if he is healthy, the Falcons will be the NFC South champions. They will be hosting, and Baker Mayfield will be trying to figure out how to be a wild card team.
But we named, I mean, at least I would say you're throwing Tua and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar in there. I mean, we named at least 13, 14 quarterbacks,
right,
that we think are better than Baker Mayfield. But still, excellent content job by Tyreek Hill. I applaud it.
I'm for
Give
it.
Give us more of it. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian with Brandon Leak filling in for Ian tonight. Brandon is going to give us his top five NFL fan bases in our Rank 'em series. That's next here on ESPN Radio.
The countdown rolls on.
He's got it! Touchdown!
55 days until the NFL season kicks off.
I need everything you got. Play for the job beside you.
Camp to camp, team to team.
The whole world watch. What are we going to do, man?
The countdown rolls on right here on ESPN Radio.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Currently money all around the NFL. We are heading towards, slowly inching towards NFL season. It's starting to feel closer and closer, though. We have NFL training camps opening up at the end of this month. So just a matter of weeks away at this point before stuff starts to get real. And here on Amber and Ian and across the ESPN Radio Network, we're doing a Rank'em series. So every day, all your ESPN radio shows are going to be ranking things all throughout the NFL until we get towards NFL season. Amber and Ian is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. Home team Brandon Leak is filling in for Ian Fitzsimmons tonight. We got my top five fan bases earlier in the show, which is our Rank 'em today. Now it is Brandon's turn. Take it away.
From the top five rookies.
Caleb Williams. Unbelievable. Malik Nabers is the most explosive wide receiver in this class.
To the top five coaches on the hot seat.
It's inexcused, but he had an event that was very important to him.
And everything in between. This is ESPN Radio's NFL Rank'em. The top five fan bases. Right, number five.
You said rank them. Number five. Let's rank them. You would think that this team has five NFL titles, and they don't. But the way that they root for their team, the way that they are passionate about their team on radio call-ins, the way that they support their team in bad weather and at the tailgates, you have to tip your cap and pay the proper respect to the Chicago Bears. They are a team. Their grandfather saw the great run with Walter Payton and Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan, and saw all of those great players in the 46 defense. They haven't seen it. Haven't had a trip to the Super Bowl again, but this is a passionate fan base. They are respectful. If they're out of town, you'll see a Bears jersey or four together, and they like to have a good time. They like to drink beer, and they like to root for nobody other than their team, the Chicago Bears.
I considered them strongly in my top five. They would have been just outside of my top five. Obviously, you can't fit everybody in there. They are an excellent fan base. You mentioned it, the weather. It's the wind, Brandon. You know, yeah, how windy it is there in Chicago. It's freezing wind off that lake. I don't know what they're thinking out there in Chicago, but what they are thinking about is football all the time. It's a hell of a fan base, a hell of a fan base that has witnessed a whole lot of losing. And like you said, still loyal, still dedicated, still passionate, no matter what, through it all.
Number four.
How about a team still looking for their first Super Bowl victory? They had four cracks at it in their heyday, and they just could not get over the hump. But you start before you get into the building. You can get a great tailgate. You'll have a bonfire. You'll have a brat. And then you might have some tables where somebody gets suplexed or powerbombed through a table with some of the wrestling stunts you see out there. The Buffalo Bills, the Bills Mafia, where folks actually, for free, will take shovels and help clean off snow so that other Bills fans can go into a stadium to watch a football game. I got to tell you, Amber, that is passion beyond belief. And Buffalo comes in at number four on my list.
Every single weekend, that stadium is packed with Buffalo fans, and it does not matter the weather. 6 feet of snow, they'll find a way. They'll show up to that stadium just to shovel the state. They'll pitch in and shovel the stadium so that you can play football in that stadium. But you are absolutely right. Obviously, the tailgating there in Buffalo is epic. I had them as my number one fan base because of also what they do in terms of their charity support with opposing players and the opposing players' charities. Bills Mafia stepped up in every single way. And I'm saying that as a Miami Dolphins fan. I hate the Bills, but huge nod to the Buffalo Bills fan because that is a legit fan base.
Number three.
You know, if you're with them, you're part of the unit. If you see them, you know them from two, three, five blocks away. The terrible towel. You see it, they have it. From young to old, babies have it on their bibs and in their cribs. The youngsters have it on their jerseys. The middle-aged folks, they have on the stuff. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I think they're a little bit spoiled because a lot of them haven't seen a lot of titles, but they have been so relevant, not just to themselves and their fan base, but to the NFL. A gaggle of Hall of Famers, and when they get their opportunity to get to Super Bowls, they don't squander many. Their fans grow and grow seemingly every year. I have to put the Pittsburgh Steelers as number three.
I had them fourth on my list. You have them third on my list. Both of us are annoyed by the terrible towels, but you are absolutely right. They make an appearance on both of our lists because boy, does that fan base travel and boy, does that fan base exist in droves and lives it, eats it and breathes it. But you are not lying about spoiled. Spoiled, a little bit spoiled might be an understatement. This is a fan base that is so undyingly passionate that they also constantly want to fire the winningest coach in the NFL in Mike Tomlin. I mean, constantly want to fire him. When nobody outside of Pittsburgh is ever calling for Tomlin's job, but somehow everybody in Pittsburgh is calling for Tomlin's job, even though that man's never had a losing season and all the success that he has had. Definitely a spoiled fan base, but a very good fan base nonetheless.
Number two.
Eagles should be on the list. They're not going to be on my list, Amber. I'm not doing it. I don't like the fact they throw ice.
Neither of us had them on the list. I don't like the shenanigans.
They're passionate, and I can respect what they do. They throw ice at people. They throw batteries at people.
It's lunacy. That's not passion. That's insanity.
You can't even go to the restroom without being surrounded. You might need a taser. I'm not doing it. So, number two, I'm going to put the Dallas Cowboys as, you know, they have not seen anything in coming up now on two generations, but if you're an old Cowboy fan, if you're a young Cowboy fan, you're watching them on TV. When you have a Cowboy friend that you know, they have six, seven, eight guys over at their house for a viewing party. They are all in as a fan base, and you have to give them credit. Even though they've been kicked in the teeth and had some terrible losses, they still show up, and you have to respect what they do. Cowboys come in at number two on my list for top five fan bases, Amber.
The largest fan base in the nation belongs to the Dallas Cowboys. They have the most fans by far. But I do feel like a lot of the Cowboys fans I know are, you know, bandwagon kind of fakey fans. And so that's okay. Why I didn't have the Dallas Cowboys on my list. Not taking anything away. It just doesn't feel as generational. It doesn't feel as hard earned as being like a Buffalo fan from Buffalo, New York. You know, like these Dallas Cowboys fans are everywhere. They're growing up here where I am in Florida. Like they just decide they're a Cowboys fan all of a sudden. It feels a little different to me.
Number one.
And the number one team, they have not seen an NFL Super Bowl championship. They may not see one, but if they do, they deserve it. The Cleveland Browns. They are the most passionate fan base. They have had heartbreak like no other, and they will be there in the rain, the sleet, and in the freezing cold, without a doubt. I've been in that stadium. They are the number one fan base in the NFL.
That is a long-suffering fan base. They make an appearance on both of our lists. You discussed how cold you were in Cleveland at a Browns game, the coldest you've ever been in your life. They certainly deserve to make an appearance. Neither of us have Kansas City fans on our list. We don't apparently like the spoiled fan bases, so to speak. Kansas City fans, excellent fans, but also a lot of reasons for them to show up and be excellent fans. So that's the only reason they didn't make an appearance. Coming up next, we get into another edition of Big Deal, Not a Big Deal here on ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's your resident Super Bowl champ, Chris Candy. Coming up on Monday, the ESPN Radio Rank'em Series continues with the top five rookies in the NFL heading into this season. Will Caleb Williams take the top spot? It's unsportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fade away jumper from the left wing, hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona called 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts 1-800-327-5050. Iowa 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico called 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
In college football, a solid defensive line protects the end zone. And when it comes to fire safety, quality smoke alarms can help you protect your home. That's where Kidde comes in. Their alarms detect smoke over 25% faster, so you can react when seconds count. Plus, they're quick and easy to install, so you can help protect your home turf and get back to watching your team. Defend your game time with Kidde and the Home Depot. How doers get more done. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products.
We'll find out what is a big deal and what is not a big deal. Otherwise, how would we know? We will find out in just moments. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money when you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters. You'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com. Home team Brandon Leak is filling in tonight for Ian Fitzsimmons. So let's get to it. Big deal, not a big deal.
It's making headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
But is it a big deal or not a big deal with Amber and Ian?
And our producer tonight, Javon Cutler, filling in for James Steele. Hello, Javon.
Hello there, Amber.
Hello. What do you have for us?
Let's get into it. Let's get into some big deal, not a big deal. First thing we'll hop on is New York Yankees. They've been struggling, you could say, the past month or so. They currently are in second in the American League East, currently two games behind the Baltimore Orioles, who they are currently playing this weekend. Is it a big deal or not a big deal for the Yankees to add another impact player during the trade deadline? We'll start with Brandon.
Oh, it's a big deal. Now, last year, they had injuries. And so, I don't know if you ever get a pass in New York City, but my opinion, they deserved one with all of the injury. Massive injuries to massive firepower to your club. This year, Aaron Judge, he is leading the way in home runs. It feels like they can, if they can survive the injury bug, they should be there at the end. Yeah, it's a big deal. A big deal of all deals for the Yankees to get some help before the trade deadline and be as best as they can be to make a run, a deep run in the postseason.
So for the last few weeks during this skit, I've been saying, it's not a big deal. You know, it's July. Everyone's losing their mind because it's the Yankees. They got off to such a hot start, though, the last couple months of the season. They had the best record in all of Major League Baseball. So they gave themselves such a nice little lead that they can survive a skid here in the dog days of summer. And I got to be honest, guys, that argument's starting to run thin. Because there's only so long that works for before it does feel like it's a very legitimate issue there with New York. And so, yes, they need to figure out whatever they can figure out. They're making last-minute adjustments. They're trying to solve the problem. Obviously, if they can solve it before the trade deadline, that seems key in this because things are not working as currently constructed in New York, despite how the season started. Javon?
Apparently, Bill Belichick, the grind never stops for the former New England Patriots head coach because he is officially joining Inside the NFL this fall as an analyst. The NFL announced the news yesterday morning, revealing the future Hall of Famer will join Ryan Clark, Chad Ochocinco Johnson, however you want to have his last name these days, and Chris Long on the weekly program to break down all of the league's most compelling storylines. Belichick's run on the show will start August 30th and will last through the Super Bowl. So big deal or not a big deal that Belichick is working on Inside the NFL, Amber?
Well, this is a big deal. And by the way, as a side note, Chad Ochocinco, the rare name change, Brandon, that I feel like actually sticks. Like, I think of him as Ochocinco way before I think of him now as Chad Johnson. So I feel like that's the rare one that does where I guess Meta World Peace kind of works as well. Like, I do kind of think of that name change as well. But nevertheless, I digress. This is a big deal that Bill B is going to be on this show because we saw how good he was, frankly, when he was on McAfee during the NFL draft. We got a taste of that. So I'm sure he'll be great on Inside the NFL. Apparently, Brandon, he does have a personality. That is what we have learned here since Bill Belichick is no longer part of the NFL. It's shocking news to us all, but there is actually a personality there. And then, oh, by the way, that man knows football inside and out. What's interesting about how they're doing this on Inside the NFL is that they're going to be taping it and airing it on Friday night. So this is a preview, not a review of what happens each NFL weekend. And I think that's interesting, first of all, from a strategy perspective, because how many coaches are going to be ripping whatever Bill B is saying and implementing it into their plans. But also, I think that it's interesting Bill Belichick wants to work on Friday night. Like, that's what he signed. That's the gig he's signing up for. But yeah, for the rest of us, I think it's a win for us. I think we'll be tuning in.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Look, he was putting on. Stop it. All those years, he was acting like he just woke up and wandered into a press conference. It was a tactic to be a lightning rod, to have everything centered on him and not on his team. So it actually was genius the way that he kind of rused us throughout the years. But he is a smart guy. If you watch interviews that are away from the Patriots facilities when he's talking about old Giant days, he is an excellent storyteller. This is a big deal. You had a six-time Super Bowl champion, a guy who was a dominant coach for two decades, and now he's going to be on TV every single week. He is going to be a relevant member of the media. This is a big deal, without a doubt.
All right, next, let's move on to the NFL, or stay on the NFL course, I should say, but golf course as well, as this one's intertwined. Jerry Rice apparently is at the American Century Championship practice round in Lake Tahoe this weekend, and apparently some reporters asked him a question about the Chiefs 2024 wide receiver core, and Jerry Rice got so ticked off at the reporters, he threatened to F somebody up. You could leave it to interpretation. Yeah, I mean, it could be a lot of F words, you know, leave it up to interpretation. It's up to the audience's, you know, interpretation. Okay. I'll just leave it at that. Uh-huh. But is this a big deal or not a big deal about Jerry Rice threatening some reporters at a golf course in Lake Tahoe, Brandon?
This is not a big deal. This is an old guy who is probably the greatest football player to ever play the game. You could argue Lawrence Taylor could be that guy. Everybody has their guy. But without a doubt, you're talking about a guy who is prideful about what he did in the NFL. He does not have to suffer foolish questions or things that agitate him at his age. He should be respected and revered everywhere he goes. No, this is not a big deal. This is just an elder statesman going off on a young buck who just ticked him off on a day at a golf course.
See, I think this is a big deal because it's a big deal to find out that Jerry Rice is the get off your lawn guy. I mean, which is what Jerry Rice has become in his 60s. He is yelling at these young reporters for having the audacity to ask him about whether the Kansas City Chiefs had improved enough this season in their wide receiver room to continue winning at this high clip. What is wrong with that question? It's basically like, is Hollywood Brown going to help them as a wide receiver crew? And Jerry Rice is like, bleep you. And then also the other part of this that's a big deal is that he says, I will bleep you up. Which just shows that Jerry Rice, at 61 years old, still thinks of himself as somebody who can bleep you up. Which, by the looks of him, he's in incredible shape. So he may, in fact, be very, very able to bleep you up still at 61 years old. But I like the level of confidence. But yes, apparently, Jerry Rice has become a bit of a curmudgeon, a bit of a get off your lawn guy here in his 60s. Because I don't really understand why he went off on these reporters. But I guess, hey, you're Jerry Rice. You can do what you want.
I guess, yeah, when you're considered the GOAT at the wide receiver position, you could do whatever you want. So let's just let Jerry be. I mean, he is 61. He's old.
Old
people get, I feel like, startled really fast. I don't know why. I don't know why.
They didn't ask him about business ventures that went south. They didn't ask him about, you know, some bad night walking out of a bar. They asked him a football question. He went off. It's just an old guy cussing out some young folks for no reason. I don't think that's a big deal.
He's just salty because the Niners lost. That's the reason why. I think that's honestly the reason why, is because the team lost. That's the only other explanation I could think of.
He's still salty. He's salty about that?
He didn't
must be, even though it was a couple of, you know,
I need some more context
ago,
here.
That leads me into my next big deal.
Well, I was
going to
hold on real quick. I think
deal because
I think
speaking of salty, we have an interesting day today. It is National French Fries Day, actually, today. July 12th is National French Fries Day. He learns something new every day. So with that being said, Amber, is National French Fries Day a big deal or not a big deal?
No, none of these days are big deals. Now, they did get into an entire French fry debate on Unsportsmanlike this morning, because nothing says July like a French fry debate on sports radio. And the French fry debate did take some interesting turns, where they were arguing for all different types of fries and what condiments go with which fries. And then they hammered Pat Costello for suggesting that sweet potato fries don't need a condiment, which I actually tend to agree with him if they're really good sweet potato fries, and just hammering him for suggesting that you could eat any French fry without a condiment. And I'm pretty sure, Brandon, if we all took True Serum, we're all housing French fries in our cars from a fast food joint without actually dipping them in condiments half the time. So I took issue with that discussion this morning. But overall, these national whatever days, not a big deal. There's too many of them.
No big deal. I agree with you. I don't think we need a Netflix special. Every city has some iTeam news investigation. Maybe we get one of those. Who was authorized to give us all these days? National Sock Day, National Donut Day, National Nacho Day, National Eyebrow Day, National Brother and Sister Day. You know, some of them are fun, but, you know, we go through these days, and I don't even know where they came from. You just look for the next one coming up. And you're right. Fries, they're ubiquitous. They're all over the country. They're all over the world. I don't know if it's such a grand conversation what you dip your fries in or what you don't. Some people like them salted. Some people don't. I just don't know how far you can take a conversation with fries, something that everybody likes. So I'm going to say this is no big deal.
Yeah, all fries are pretty good. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. It. Some are better than others, but all fries pretty darn good.
Coming that was my next question real quick.
Go ahead.
Do you guys have a favorite specific type of fry? Like, there's got to be one fry that you like over the others.
Brandon?
Well, there are two. They're just go-tos. One, the properly cooked and properly salted McDonald's fries, they're the champ. And then if you catch Chick-fil-A and they are properly seasoned and salted with the waffle fries, you're not going to lose. Those are automatic wins, whether you sit down or you're going through the drive-thru every time, 100% of the time.
See, I will eat waffle fries because, you know, I will eat all fries, but I don't, the waffle fries would not be high on my list, frankly.
All right.
The old fashioned, McDonald's fries, like, yeah, obviously a classic. Curly fries would make an appearance for me, probably. I like sweet potato fries. If we really get, I haven't had like Checkers fries in years. I remember those used to be a thing when I was young. Again, I've hardly met a fry I don't like. I think I could do the really thick steak fry would be low on my list.
Have Five Guys in Florida and Miami.
Yeah, but those are really thin, right?
Oh, they use the real potatoes. And they also have, I guess it gets into the conversation about what condiments. They give you the malted vinegar if you like to dip those kinds of fries. So that's not a bad way to go, in my opinion.
Yeah, but, malted vinegar is good. Yeah, yeah, I prefer it. Yeah. It's all good at the end of the day. Happy National French Fry Day, America. Yes. Now, coming up next, we will wrap things up here on Amber and Ian with Home Team filling in for Ian tonight. That's next on ESPN Radio.
Once again, it's All-Star time. Baseball's greatest show.
Aaron Judge, Bryce Harper, Shohei Ohtani.
All schemes, strike three called at 100.
The 2024 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Coverage begins Tuesday at 7 Eastern with first pitch at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
Traveling to see your fave sports team is cool, but traveling with Amex Platinum for the big game is even better.
Right this way.
With access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, you can skip the line.
And one.
And with access to the Centurion Lounge,
he shoots a three.
You can catch the next game on the way home. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
Helen Clark was leaving it all on the floor tonight. Her Indiana Fever beat the Phoenix Mercury 95-86. And Caitlin Clark put up 20 points. She had 13 assists, 6 boards, 2 blocks, and a steal. And oh, by the way, she wasn't even the leading scorer on her team. That was Kelsey Mitchell, who put up 28 points. Aaliyah Boston added 21 points. Those ladies were out there, Brandon, balling.
Wonder Woman. Does she have a nickname yet? Wonder Woman is what I think I would go with. She doesn't have a nickname yet. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You want me to call it? I'll call it right now, Amber. She and Angel Reese are going to end up being co-rookies of the year, and the country, which has already lost its mind about these two players, we're going to go crazy again, and I am for all of it.
Oh my goodness, if that happens, it will. It will be anarchy. Man, that would be wild. There was jokes last night. Serena Williams, and she was hosting the ESPYs last night. There were several jokes about how you can actually like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. It's crazy. There was a lot of jokes about women's basketball. Serena Williams said, you know, like she made some joke about 2024 when women started playing basketball. You know, it's like everyone just started paying attention now. Definitely funny last night. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Home team Brandon Leake's been filling in for Ian tonight here on Amber and Ian. You can find him at
Home Team B Leak, L-E-A-K.
And you can find me, Amber Wilson, at Amber W Sports. So you were mentioning off air that there is an exhibition that you would want to go to if, in fact, you were given the choice. It got us thinking, what is the exhibition that you haven't been to around, we were talking about Skeens starting in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, like what's the exhibition across sports, doesn't have to be baseball, that you would want to attend? So what is yours, Brandon?
I would like to go to Summer League. I was talking about, you know, I've never had the chance to go out there. I've been very fortunate in my sports radio career here in Atlanta where I've been able to go to the NBA All-Star Game. I've been able to go to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I have not been to a Pro Bowl, and I have not been out to Summer League. So, you know, seeing, you know, exhibition basketball, seeing the next young stars, and I'm watching on my TV right now our number one pick, the Hawks taking Zachary Richarche, and with the number one pick, we could have taken Alex Sarr with the number two pick. Well, Atlanta and Washington are playing tonight, so I get a chance to see the guy we picked and the guy we didn't pick, and I think that would be cool if I could be out there watching that game and just watching their first time going up against each other as pros, just to have a little fun and maybe get a little analysis out of it as well.
I think that would be a cool thing to witness as well. And I'm guessing that there's probably an event around it, so to speak. Some of the people that would attend it, you'd probably be surprised at. You'd see some faces you recognize, and just being part of that experience overall, I do think would be a cool one. What wouldn't be cool, quite literally, is Las Vegas. Today at 6 p.m., an hour ago in Las Vegas, it was 111 degrees at 6 p.m., home team. 111.
Well, being from the South, the dirty South, we like to call it, we did have a cold front come in yesterday. It was a breezy 89 degrees yesterday, so we did get a little relief. We won't see anything under 94, I believe, the rest of the week. So it's hot here. It's a different kind of hot out there, and you do have to take precautions. Just don't stay outside a long time. If they have an escalator, you might want to take the stairs and hurry up and get into the Thomas and Mack Center and just spend as few moments as you can outside in the sun.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I know hot here in Florida. I know hot, I know muggy, I know humidity, I know it all. That Vegas heat in this, I mean, that's a different,
yeah, it's dry.
That's a different thing out there when you're talking 111, 115 degree temperatures, even if there's less humidity out there, nevertheless. So that would be a good one. I have never really been to any of these exhibition type games. Like, I've been to a lot of events, but like the Final Four and actual games and that sort of thing. But in terms of actual exhibitions, my husband normally takes my son to the Pro Bowl, and they do a lot of the fanfare around the Pro Bowl, but I've never been able to join them because of work. So the Pro Bowl, people don't make a big deal out of it. People say it's a joke, but the events surrounding the Pro Bowl are apparently actually really fun, particularly for kids. I think the NFL does a really good job for kids there. And for us, it's real close. It's a couple hours away in Orlando, so it's easy to get to. The All-Star games, I mean, I've never been to the NBA All-Star game. I think you have. That would probably be top of my list.
It was a lot of fun. 2003, we had it here in Atlanta. It was a lot of fun. The dignitaries, the celebrities, the interaction between the guys that are in the competition, the three-point shootout and the slam dunk competition. You really do feel like you are a part of a great event. And to actually watch those games, and it actually was the game where Kobe and Michael Jordan were going back and forth. So I was privy to a very special night in Atlanta. So I've never been to a Pro Bowl. I do like the commentary that Joe Burrow put out yesterday, if the NFL, or earlier this week, where he was talking about if the NFL went to an 18-game season, could they do it like the NBA, where you have the Pro Bowl midway through? Right. And I think part of it is it's at the end of the season, and the people that are in the postseason or the NFC or AFC title games, who are probably going to be Pro Bowlers anyway, they don't get a chance to play. If you could do something in the middle of the season and have those guys out there, if Patrick Mahomes was in the Pro Bowl, that would probably be really cool to take a drive down to Orlando to go see. So Pro Bowl still on my list, and I wouldn't have a problem seeing the best if they had some really fun events like they're trying to do the last couple of years for the
Yeah,
fans.
I like this version of the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I like these guys throwing footballs through targets and having flag football and doing ridiculous stuff. I'm good with it. You know, kicking footballs through things and doing all sorts of, like, have a water balloon fight out there. I don't care. It's an exhibition, you know?
Right.
I understand why we don't need to play a real football game. When they used to try to make it a real football game, it was a disaster because no one's trying to play and no one's trying to get hurt and no one wants to put themselves through any of it. It's dumb. And that sport, go out. I'm here for the shenanigans. Make them throw axes. Like, I don't care. We could shuffleboard, like, whatever we want to do. Let's just make it fun and see these world-class athletes in some serious competition, but other type of competition. Coming up next, Game Night with Tanitra Padiste and Myron Metcalf, headed your way on ESPN Radio.
Greeny. The Knicks are pretty close. So if they are any semblance of healthy, and you told me right now someone besides Boston is going to win the East next year, I would take the Knicks.
Weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.